I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. 16 hours. That's how long lawmakers in Texas debated a bill yesterday. Just one sign of how controversial SB 4 is. It did get initial approval at 3 this morning, but the bill still has several other legislative hurdles to get over before it becomes law. As I said, it's controversial, so SB 4 has stirred a lot of emotions in Texas. It would allow, among other things, police officers to ask about the immigration status of the people they arrest. One of the bill's opponents is Representative Gene Wu of Houston. Here's some of his testimony yesterday at the Statehouse.
This topic is painful for me because I'm an immigrant. My parents are immigrants. I represent a district filled with immigrants.
Gene Wu joins us. Representative Wu, this has been a pretty emotional couple of days for you. We just heard your testimony in the Texas State House from yesterday. Could you just talk a bit first about what it was like to be up there talking so frankly about these things?
It was very difficult. I mean, this is basically a personal issue with many of the people who opposed the bill. I think many of the Republicans saw this as just doing business, taking care of stuff that the governor wanted. But for many Democrats, this was personal because just like myself, many Democrats here are immigrants or sons of immigrants. Anna Hernandez from Houston herself was an undocumented immigrant for quite a while before becoming a citizen. So it was painful.
So tell us about SB 4, this bill, and why it raises so many strong feelings for you.
I think this is a part of a larger national, if not global, trend to sort of attack immigration. I think a lot of people see their problems in life and they want someone to blame. And, you know, immigrants are always a convenient punching bag. This is true in England. This is true in France. And, you know, it's true in the United States.
Specifically, what does this bill do?
So originally, when it came out of the House committee, the bill was merely dealing with criminals, people who were arrested for a crime or at least suspected of a crime. What was amended on the floor, what it became, is now an Arizona-style show me your papers type of law, where anytime a law enforcement officer interacts with you, they're able to ask you for papers and ask you for identification. And the law, in fact, prohibits police departments or cities or counties from having a policy that says, hey, if you're just talking to somebody and you're just asking, seeing if they're a victim or not, you're not allowed to ask if they have papers. This is going to cause a real problem for our communities.
Yeah. How will SB 4 impact the people in your own district?
I represent a large immigrant district. You know, 40% of the adults in my district are not U.S. born. Most people are documented. They might be immigrants who are citizens, and some of them might be undocumented. What it's going to do is it's going to cause people to live in fear. We already have a hard enough time right now with the current law for people to come forward when they've been victimized, to come forward when they've witnessed a crime, and to even show up to court when they've been requested to do so to help prosecute cases.
You know, you spoke about a lot of your background last night. And as I watched your testimony, I found it really hard to reconcile the fact that this bill will affect a lot of people in Texas. And yet you made very clear the connection from these really negative moments in U.S. history, Chinese Exclusion Act of the 1880s or the internment of Japanese during World War II. And yet this bill passed anyway. Help me understand that.
You know, I think this is a prime example of good people who I think do a bad thing. That even when you're talking about the Chinese Exclusion Act and about Japanese internment, the people who voted for that, the people who supported that, they thought they were doing the right thing. They said the same thing. They said, we're just protecting our communities. We're just protecting our nation. We're just trying to do what we feel like we need to do to be safe, because they were in fear, because they were scared, because they were angry. And it's really no different. What I was trying to say by bringing up those points is this is not the first time our nation has passed laws in anger, that our nation has passed laws out of fear, that when we look back upon this 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years from now, that a lot of us are going to say, why did we do that?
Texas State House Representative Gene Wu. He represents Southwest Houston. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.